Hello, Pastor Deborah here, and welcome again to another wonderful part of this wonderful series, the King and Kingdom series we've been working on for you. You need lots of learning about being a king and where you're from, the kingdom, and how to be a king, and what your mission is, and what you're to do, who you're to protect. So let's continue on with part number 7 of the King and Kingdom series. And its title is The Return of the King. And now comes the days of the kingdom. I had to learn words that I would speak to myself and to others when I was asked questions. And we're going to go through some of them. And we're going to go through some of my deep thoughts about who I was, what I was to do for the kingdom that I was a part of, and how it has transformed my life, my thoughts, my spirit, my soul, so that I could speak and things would be done. So let's first open up with prayer. Dear God of creation, the God of the kingdom of heaven, thank you for teaching us, helping us to come out of the darkness, out of our ignorance about you, about the kingdom, and about what we are to do here on the planet. How we're to speak to ourselves and how we are to speak to others. We thank you for all your teachings, your helping us through every way, through dreams and visions, through circumstances, through families, through animals, through nature, through a flower, through the wind, through the storms, through everything, so that we may learn. And thank you for even using fairy tales and movies and ancient history of civilizations, where we are so ignorant and we needed so much help. Thank you for teaching us that we are kings, spiritually, of a kingdom called heaven. And we are to bring the kingdom, the king's domain of God, of you, to earth, to humanity, to nature, to the environment, and to fight against the spiritual enemies of truth and light and agape love. Peace and joy of the kingdom of heaven. Thank you for all that you do for us. Amen. We're going to pick up in part number 7. And we have been working through some words of Isaiah 61 and 62 that were foundational in my life out of the Authorized King James Bible. They were to help me understand my King, the King of Heaven, and His purposes and His mission here in humanity on the planet. And I had to learn and study. So we're going to pick up where it says, we're in part number 14 of what I had to learn about myself. Me, the spiritual me, and the Father's, God's Himself, spiritual representative here on earth, a shepherd, a pastor, a mother. If you're a male, maybe you're a father, a comforter, a teacher, over both sets of spiritual children, those who are lost to Him and those who have been found. Number 15, I am to speak, proclaim, prophesy, teach His spiritual truths, His words to all spiritual men, and to do His spiritual work in the realm of the spirit and in the natural, as you're hearing me now, of proclaiming spiritual freedom from spiritual slavery, darkness, to the bondage of the fear of death, to all spiritual captives in a spiritual kingdom of darkness, Satan's kingdom here on earth. Oh, he's in us, around us. He has a kingdom in the second heavens. I do battle to take those down. You'll learn about that in other videos. I was also here to comfort spiritually and in the soul, to heal all those that mourn, that are crying, hurting, are in pain, have lost something, have been rejected, betrayed, died, taken away, live with multiple personalities, live in such anguish of spirit and soul. I was going to be reaching out to humanity. I was to give spiritually, freely, to all spiritual humanity, all spiritual beauty. That's the Lord's beauty, the King's beauty, as He considers beauty to be. For the ashes of their life, their burnt and destroyed lives, I was to give them glory, radiant glory, light, dignity, identity as a king, a royalty, a prince, a princess. I was to declare that over them. I was to give spiritually freely to all the oil of joy for a spiritual heart that is mourning, filled with sadness, pain, and feeling a loss of something that it knew not what. It did not know, and it does not know. It lost its identity, lost its light, its way, lost its balance and peace and joy. And most of all, it lost its anchor of agape love from its mama. I was to freely, spiritually, give the spiritual garment of praise. That's new spiritual clothes. A white robe of righteousness for their spirit of heaviness, for their mourning and sadness, their pain and the heavy load that they carried. I was to freely, spiritually, loose, set them free, release them, unbind them. These spiritually ones who were appointed to spiritual death, that is spiritual separation from God and His love and His family and His kingdom, who have not yet believed in God, the God of creation. Oh, we call Him many names, and we do not yet know of the way home. Can't find the bridge. Can't find the way through the darkness, the forest, the mist. Drowning, 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 lost, and no one has seemed to help us. So I was sent. I was sent to tell them about there's a bridge. They've been forgiven. The light at the home, the kingdom, is on. They can come home now. They needed to hear His voice, feel His touch of love, His presence. I learned how to pray and bring the presence of God, His glory, on anyone. And when I pray against the enemies of God, it's the fire from the kingdom of heaven that comes down. I was to be a spiritual judge and look at humanity and nature, animal situations, and bring freedom and dignity and righteousness back. And I was to break the power of the words, "You shall surely die," of an angry God, for Adam's, our ancient ancestors' rebellion. I was to bring back love. I was to spiritually devastate the spiritual kingdom of darkness, Satan's kingdom of ignorance, pain, torture, death, and horror by fear of death to all of humanity, to its cities, lands, its kingdoms, its even in nature itself. I was to bring and devastate Satan's kingdom. I was to bring the slaves, the children, humanity, nature, animals, minerals, resources, those who were under Satan's power and grip and in great darkness. Even nature needed to see God's light and power on earth. I was to bring the kingdom of heaven back where it belonged. On earth, in the elements, take away Satan's control. I was to bring new spiritual babies, believers, into the kingdom of heaven and help them become royal spiritual children, offspring, into the royal family of the King of Heaven. I was to spiritually declare, prophesy, proclaim, tell, sing, show, bring forth, manifest, and prove the King of Heaven's glory, wisdom, power, reconciliation, his gifts of the kingdom of heaven, and its King, righteousness, joy, and peace, and agape love to all on earth. I was going to be busy. Still am, years and years later. Some nights it's every single night. Sometimes it's during the day. I work. I bring the kingdom of heaven to earth. I was to spiritually bring the spiritual finger, the very hand and arm of God, his sword of God, his light, his power, his great spirit, into all situations and circumstances, against all spiritual enemies of God himself, of the kingdom, of the humanity, of righteousness, of agape love. And I was to bring this finger and hand of peace and reach down into the darkness for him. For he was in me, spiritually. Where I went, he would go. When I reached out, his hand was in me. I was to show the spiritual way, the path, the road, the bridge back to the spiritual God, God of creation, their Father, their Creator, their King, the kingdom, the family, the land, and anchor them in agape love. And I want to end right here before we go much further. I have more to tell you what I was to do, but this is a lot to embrace, to listen to, and to understand. You come back to part number 8 of the King and Kingdom series. Now are the days of the return of the King. And now comes the days of the Kingdom of Heaven on earth. I'll see you. This is Pastor Deborah in the next video, number 8. Bye-bye.